Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, today we're going to look at Paul's letter to the Thessalonians when he's talking about people is to remind them that they are people of light and they are aware of what could be coming. Let's turn over to it right now.
So in today's second reading, we're looking at Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, and obviously he is talking about being prepared for the end times. We have to look at the context in all of this, because we have to realize that in Paul's time, a lot of people felt that Jesus was coming back immediately, and therefore they were expecting this at any time. It's obviously, not only that didn't happen, but even today the church says there are certain signs that would happen, certain things that would happen first, and we look at it from that perspective. And he's hinting on that, but keep in mind that the ultimate document on the end of the world has not been written yet. That's the book of Revelation. And even though we don't take it literally, it's not going to be written for at least another 50 years. So we look at that. And notice something else. He divides the world into two parts. Those who are in darkness, who are caught by surprise, and those, he said, the children of light, who are aware of being in touch with the Lord, who are aware of the realities, who understand different things in light of that. Remember, this is also a time when, if you've ever been to the Roman Forum, which obviously is ruins now, people believed that that was going to exist forever because the Roman Empire was going to exist forever. And so we see that whole reality that this was the mentality of people at the time. And Paul is saying, you know things are going to be different. You know that there is a whole different schedule that's going to be coming and people don't understand. In our old world, in our own world, we have seen those kind of events happen. Those of us who lived during 9/11 know that at 8:30 on September 11th, everything was fine. By 9 o'clock, the world had changed radically. And we saw that again happen October 7th. We saw that happen back in 1939 when the Germans marched into Poland. We saw that happen even in a different way in, I think it was Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, that Gorbachev signed this document that basically eliminated the Soviet Union. We've seen those things happen where the whole world changes in an instant. And St. Paul is saying when that ultimate time happens, you won't be caught off guard because you are in touch with the Lord. But keep in mind what our mission is. As St. Paul says, we're called to be ambassadors for Christ. So in our prayer, in our witnessing to the Lord, we're witnessing of a greater truth, and we're prepare for it, calling for others to be prepared as well. And so our prayer and everything leads us to see the world in a whole different focus, something that we look at, especially during this time, because we are 2 weeks away from the new liturgical year, which means we only have two more weeks of this liturgical year, and the focus is always on being prepared for the end times. But there's also something to keep in mind as well. You've seen the drama that happened over the Bishop of Tyler, Texas. Now, something important to notice. He was removed because of leadership issues. Not a bad person. He's very zealous in what he believes, and that got into the way of his leadership issues. But there's nothing saying that he is a bad bishop or bad anything. He's just who he is. And that's an important distinction. So it's important to realize. It happens all the time in a lot of companies. And to be honest, if he was in a company and said the things he said about the Pope against the CEO of the company, he wouldn't have been in that position much, very long at all. Certainly a lot less time than he was as the Bishop of Tyler, Texas. But keep in mind, that doesn't mean he's a bad person at all. And that's an important distinction, because we look at that and we say, geez, I wonder if any of the bishops came together and said, look, you're kind of walking down the wrong path. Let's kind of work together and find a solution here. And I say that in light of two things. One of the things that happened in Sao Paulo, someone wrote on Twitter the kind of things they say about the Pope here in this country, and in obviously Portuguese, said that the Pope is undermining the faith and something else. And the Cardinal Archbishop of Sao Paulo tweeted back, what you have said is very grave and it's irresponsible. It's interesting, we don't hear that in this country. Now, I bring that up for a reason. Because there are many people who say, well, the bishop's this and the bishop's that. When you're standing before the Lord on Judgment Day, you can say that, and he's going to say, yes, okay, but they're not standing in front of me right now. You are. Therefore, you give an account for your life, and that's an important distinction, because that's our call. Our call is to do as the Lord is calling us, and to give, and to witness, and to be witnesses to the Lord in the way we live our lives, in how we live our lives every day. And we can't turn around and say, but them doesn't count. And so that's an important distinction, and that's what Paul is saying. He's not writing to them, he's writing to you. And he's saying to you, are you listening? Are you children of the light? Are you preparing for whatever changes may come? Interesting thing to keep in mind, because I was obviously a priest on 9/11, and we saw the great destruction that happened. But if you remember what will happen the next day, the sun rose. It was another beautiful day like 9/11, and a reminder, and that was our job, to tell people, reminder, God is still here. And that's our role all the time, to say to the people, but God is always with us.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WROL 950 AM and WROLRadio.com at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us at our parish website, Saint, that's S-T, AnthonyAlston.org. That is SaintAnthonyAlston.org. Let others know where you can find us and spread the word about the Catholic Audio Media podcast. We're back, and we were talking there about that understanding that we're children of light. So we're called to be aware. And, you know, there's all kinds of signs. And it's, I'm not talking about the people who will pick up the book of Revelation and then pick up a newspaper and say, well, you see, this happened on, you know, the in such and such a place, and that you can get connect to the book of Revelation, because I don't believe in any of that stuff. I do believe in the book of Revelation as something that is communicating to us about the reality of God. But I have to be honest, I don't believe that I can take the book of Revelation in one hand and a newspaper in the other and correlate between the two. I just don't. But I do believe there is a more profound message in the book of Revelation, and that profound message is that there will come a time that you have one group of people who reject God and try to run the world the way they think it should be run, and you have another group of people who understand that you can't run the world unless you are humble before the Lord, humble before, and in our case, humble before Jesus Christ, listening to what he has to say, acting on his words, acting on the fruits of our prayer, and then we have a deeper wisdom that we can work through, and we have a deeper wisdom that leads us to understand a deeper truth. And I truly believe that that's part of what St. Paul is implying in his own terms. And the reason why I say it that way is because St. Paul can't understand to the best of our knowledge, what we are living through right now. He wouldn't have, unless he had visions of the future and was able to understand those visions, there's no way he could understand the things that we are living with right now. I mean, do realize that if he was having visions on today's world back in his day, just the factor of turning on a light would be overpowering to him, because such a thing didn't, nothing even close to that existed at the time of St. Paul. So you understand that. So a lot of what we're living through today, he wouldn't understand, but the principles he would, and that is the importance of being children of light. And how do you become children of light? By humbling yourself before the Lord, by being people of prayer, by being faithful to the Lord, by going to church every Sunday. And in doing so, you get a wisdom, because you connect to the divine wisdom that helps you understand a greater truth. And when you don't do that, then you follow a lesser truth, which to someone who believes in a greater truth looks ridiculous. And we can give you a class example. Now, granted, anyone who follows any truth can look at this and say this is ridiculous, but look at how many times the concept of nuclear weapons are brought up on the world stage lately. And you know, we can turn around and say, you do realize that the whole concept of nuclear weapons is an incredibly stupid idea. And there it is. I mean, I mentioned in my homily this weekend, and I like to mention the movie War Games, and that's what the movie War Games was all about. Remember the saying in the movie War Games? The best way to play the game, the best way to win the game is not to play at all. And you know, that's a wisdom that people understand when they understand a greater truth. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located just 4 blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday.